Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Hi guys, and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. How are you guys?
I'm great.
Good, me too.
I'm not very well.
Oh, that's a surprise.
My glands are swollen.
Get the tiniest violin in, where are we? Essex.
Alice, feel...
I don't really want to touch.
Feel my glands.
Do you mean you're clammy? You're quite sweaty.
I'd move away from him. He looks quite contagious.
You know what glands are?
Well, people don't know which glands I'm touching.
You're the worst mother ever.
Sorry, no. This is because you've been boozing all week. I'm not giving you any sympathy because you've been on the booze train to Booze City.
Can you stop saying booze? You sound like my mum now.
On the plus side, I can hear myself and I do sound really sexy.
You look clammy.
Shut up. They can only hear me. Sorry. Stop describing what I look like.
Are you wearing your, like, ill clothes?
His shirt is flannel. Is it just to dab yourself momentarily?
You're actually making me feel really hot now.
But is this your, like, kind of at home, not going to see anyone look?
Says the woman in a pyjama top.
It's a kimono.
It's very nice. I've got a very good view of your
assets.
Cleavage there.
Ew,
indeed. I don't want to feel any sicker. I keep meaning to tell you guys this, but I recently learned a new word that I think Rocky can benefit from.
So stop. Thesaurus.
I was on holiday with my family recently. We were all in the pool. And my mum just suddenly is like lying on a lilo and out of nowhere goes, who's got their foot up my juff?
Sorry, what?
I was like, what's a juff? I've never heard juff before.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, where was someone's foot?
Oh, it does mean what it sounds like.
There's a lot of questions. What's a juff?
Whose foot
was it?
Why was it up there?
Who was towing your mum in the pool?
Juff. So if Rocky wants to use juff at any point in any books, I just thought it was Jean. I was like, Mum, where'd you get juff from?
Juff.
Have you heard juff before?
No, well, I've heard it a lot tonight. You've said it loads.
He's also perked up a lot. Look at that. But his next deal just mentioned juff repeatedly.
His mother's juff.
It just really killed me. I was like, don't say who's got their foot up my juff.
It is quite fitting, though, for the next chapter. Do you remember what it's called?
No.
Oh, no.
Clit talk.
Oh, my God. That's where the clit is.
Yes, exactly.
The juff.
Up the juff.
Up the juff.
Is it on the juff or in the juff?
It's difficult to know because I'm not completely sure what juff is. Have we all got juff? Is juff a state of mind?
I think you've definitely got juff.
I've got juff. But have you got juff if you believe you've got juff? I feel like Juff and Sue are friends of my mum and dad.
You've definitely been around there for cocktails.
We're on episode 10 now as well.
Mm.
How many chapters are there in this book? We haven't even asked.
Oh, have you not said?
No. Exclusive reveal.
Yeah.
If you say 27, I will
cry. What I will say is, unlucky for some, definitely me... 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, I literally know I say this every year, but yeah. Narratively speaking, it's been very disparate.
It's been patchy, but I think it's been more kind of on the same trajectory throughout. Mm. He normally kind of goes off on divergence that never go anywhere. Loads of cul-de-sacs all in a row, whereas this one we're kind of doing the scenic route, but we're getting somewhere, I feel.
So he's got four more to, like, make this all make sense. Great. And only four more weeks of us have to see each other.
James, you're such an optimist. He's not going to do it in four more chapters. I mean, what can you do in four more chapters? What's the point?
So do you remember where we left it?
Of course not.
It was like the Moulin Rouge, but it wasn't.
Oh, the brown one. The Moulin Marron.
Yeah. The Moulin Marron, oui. Yeah. And we were just introduced to Mistress Sweet Juice.
I forgot about her.
So she was doing that strip tease with the balloons and food.
Oh yes.
On like a bungee cord or something from the roof.
Something like that.
And they were shooting pork pies out of the sky or something.
People were snacking.
Yeah.
And wanking, probably.
So are we still in France at this point?
I can confirm that we're still in France.
We're still in France. Okay, good.
Well, on y va. Let's do it.
Okay. Belinda Blinked 4, Chapter 10, Clit Talk.
Yeah.
led Belinda up...
Oh, Penelope Polley.
Penelope Polley, otherwise known as PP, who is quite pissed.
Oh, yes.
PP led Belinda up the winding staircase into the all-seeing eye of the Moulin Marron.
How is it the all-seeing eye?
I think it might be the eye of the Moulin.
Oh, literally the letter I?
No, the hub of the windmill. You know? Like, you know, the bit that's kind of like...
What?
The central bit of a windmill.
Where the fan spokes connects are. To yeah, the building. Exactly.
Yeah.
And what, you can see everything from there, can you? Sorry, I'm being stupid, but my windmill architectural knowledge is quite poor.
Yeah, sorry, they call that the Isle of the Moulin.
You need to get back to Amsterdam and do some research into windmills, Alice.
Do you all know that? Is that, like, is the Eye of the Windmill a known thing?
I've literally never heard that. All I think has happened here is he watched Moulin Rouge before he wrote the last chapter, and he's like, literally, he's writing the story of Moulin Rouge. So the bit where Nicole Kidman sings the song, and then they go up to the elephant and sing the elephant love medley. That's pretty much what we're about to do here.
Oh, really?
So what's going to happen? Do a little prediction.
Yeah.
So they'll sing a song, then, like, the Duke will come in.
Okay, who could the Duke be? Oh, the Duchess, I guess.
Or the Grand Old Duke of Clarence or whatever it was called.
Yeah, great.
What else happens in the film? It's been a while since I've seen it, believe it or not.
Isn't it one of your favourite films?
It was. It hasn't aged well, has it?
I legitimately hate it, so I never thought it aged particularly well.
You remind me every day, Jamie.
You quote it a lot.
I haven't seen it yet.
You've never seen Moulin Rouge?
Alice, you're not missing anything. Just read this book.
You've never seen Moulin Rouge?
Well, I know what it's about.
What's it about?
A knocking shop, isn't it?
In a moulin.
It's actually a burlesque show, but...
No, it's not. It's a brothel.
They're prostitutes, aren't they?
Oh, they are prostitutes.
It's actually a dance club. No, it's not.
They're doing their ballet and their tap.
It's a cabaret.
Yeah. The circular room was a sumptuous chocolate box of interior design.
Doesn't mean anything, does it?
Everything was a different shade of brown.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Quite the palette.
Well, the Moulin Marron. I mean, I guess it would be.
So she has taken him up basically to the equivalent of the Moulin Rouge elephant.
Oh, okay. Good.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Tick.
I do so hope you have not eaten, dearest Belinda. For Mistress Sweet Juice is a world eminent feed.
That's a sexual thing, right?
Feeder.
Feeding.
Yeah, getting someone... Nice and plump. But what's the thinking behind it? Because you like fatter people or because you... So they can't move?
I think it's... maybe it is a kind of power thing. People get off, don't they, on kind of being able to control someone and control someone's eating and how much they eat and when. And...
Or maybe they just like seeing... I mean...
I'm happy to be fed. I honestly don't always have time to go into a big shop. So is there a little deviance or a little quirk that is just being fed roast dinner?
Yeah, seriously. Can you like order a feeder to go?
Like a Deliveroo, but a sex thing. Yeah,
you can watch me eat this trifle, you little kinky bastard.
Are you paying?
For Mistress Sweet Juice is a world eminent feeder.
PP cackled. Belinda was intoxicated with buzz.
What beer?
She's had a gram of buzz.
Oh, that's bud, isn't it?
That's a bud. Or a Bud Light.
So what's she on? Buzz?
So she's on buzz this evening.
Is that the latest thing, like meow meow or whatever?
Yeah, possibly. Maybe it's the sister of the Taramex flute.
And also, what do they mix buzz with? Pizzazz? No.
Flamboyance.
Flamboyance. Vavavoom. You know, you never know what's in your drugs these days.
Oh, I'm having a line of joie de vivre.
Oh, God, I think this has got razzmatazz in it.
So Belinda was intoxicated with buzz. She had heard of this kink, but never thought herself lucky enough to indulge in it personally.
Oh, she's going to be the fed.
Yeah, because I think Mistress Sweet Juice is the feeder, so she's the feedee.
She's the attender.
Yes, the
with
fed.
With an iPhone fork.
Mm. Let alone in a windmill atop the City of Lust.
God, it's a dream, isn't it? It's a dream we dare not whisper. One day I'll be fed in a windmill.
You must be able to tap out, though. Sorry, I'm asking for a friend, but you must be able to... Be fed, but then be like, I'm full.
Oh, I would imagine so, yes.
And do you have the food served to you and then you eat it yourself, or you literally, it's put into your mouth?
Oh, no, I can't have that. I can't have somebody actually literally feeding me.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't abide that. I can't abide that when you've got a like a boyfriend or a girlfriend who insists on feeding you stuff off the fork.
No, I think they literally spoon it into your mouth.
I take it back,
but why? Is
it.
That because it's controlling or because...
It's just icky. It's like one of those weird PDA things where it's like right. when you see couples feeding each other.
I'm like,
it's there on the plate. Have it if you want it.
So she never thought herself lucky enough to indulge in it personally, let alone in a windmill atop the City of Lust.
Don't say atop. It's just at the top.
Also, isn't it the City of Love,
yeah,
not
it's
Lust?
Not the City of Lust.
Somewhere distant, a bugle sounded.
Very distant.
At the garden or... Somewhere distant, a bugle sounded, and all the lamps went out.
Oh, Jesus.
Then on again.
Within the Moulin Marant or across Paris?
Power cut across the whole of the City of Lust. A sail of the windmill passed its eye, revealing the rotund figure of Mistress Sweet Juice.
Oh, yeah, she's a larger lady, isn't she?
Yes.
A fuller figure.
She was head to toe in a skin-tight, white, latex bodysuit with a dog collar studded with licorice all sorts.
Yas, queen! I'm loving the body confidence of Mistress Sweet Juice. She does not give two shits.
She sounds pretty awesome, actually.
I really was worried about the dog collar because I was like, oh, he's not really gone down this kind of bondage S&M thing. Licorice all sorts. That's fine. No spikes.
God, I wish I had the confidence to wear that sort of... Read it again. What is she wearing?
So she was head to toe in a skin-tight, white, latex bodysuit.
This is a revelation that James wishes he has the confidence to wear a latex white bodysuit.
I actually went to a party once dressed as a twister board.
You were so good that night. I saw photos.
It was like a morph suit and it had like all the dots of a twister thing on.
That's cool.
There was a green spot on my penis.
And that was actually basically, his background was white. That was a white catsuit.
Yeah, so I've kind of done it before.
You have been Mistress Sweet Juice.
We just need to get you back to that confident place.
She even had a tail of flumps, which she was swinging dominantly.
What, the marshmallows? I thought they were called frumps for so long, which is kind of, they are. They do make you feel a bit frumpy. They're quite squishy and long.
And very, very sickly. I mean, you're going to throw up pretty instantly.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't really swing a tail of flumps dominantly. They're so, like, flimsy
yeah,
and like
break.
Oh, look at my flumps.
I mean, they are just essentially big kind of tubes of marshmallow, right?
Yeah, but sometimes in quite jazzy arrangements.
Yeah, like plaits and things.
Yes, exactly. A twist, a French twist.
Belinda had never seen a sexier sight in all her years as a resident of planet Earth.
A resident? Not even a national, a resident. That makes a lot of sense. She's totally an alien from outer space.
She's a naturalised citizen of Earth. I haven't thought of a voice for her.
Well, it sounds like Madame Sweet Juice is more dominant, so maybe we go a little deeper in tone.
I picture her a bit like a non-malevolent Ursula from...
Oh, that's good.
From Little Mermaid.
Well, what about a French Cher?
Oh, that's good. That's good now.
That's the best. I'm trying to think of Mamma Mia too.
Of
Grandma,
course
you weren't invited. Honey, that's the best kind of party. Like that.
So... Is this the famous Pots and Pans, mademoiselle?
Oh, I love it.
Lovely.
Yes, I am Belinda Blumenthal. It's an honour to meet you, Mistress Sweet Juice.
Silence!
Ooh.
Or silence!
Howled the mistress as she cracked her marshmallow whip on Belinda's outstretched hand.
Well, that'd just dissolve, wouldn't it? Yeah, the flumps would just go everywhere.
She just reaches out with a hot chocolate. Thank you.
Yeah, turns into a s'mores over Belinda's hot ass.
To be fair, that is sexy.
Pardon? Pardon?
Belinda murmured.
I hope you is angry, Jerry.
Pee-Pee said as she took her viewing stool on the edge of the circular room.
I'm not sure what is more... I don't know what position I'd want to be in this. So, Pee-Pee's watching.
She's the voyeur.
Sweet Juice is feeding.
Yeah.
Belinda's eating.
Well, about to be, we imagine.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Should we guess what's on the table?
Okay.
Well, hang on, Jamie. You were in France recently eating a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you go to something called Flunch?
Alice, stop outing me as a Flunch eater. Yeah, I did. I love Flunch, though.
Sorry. What the hell
is Flunch?
It's a staple of my childhood. I used to go a lot as a kid. It's basically... like a cafeteria that you'd find in supermarkets or kind of motorway service stations in France.
Is it like an IKEA cafeteria?
It is. It used to be really, really good. Kind of one of the best eating cafeterias places going in France.
Stop doing that with your serious face.
Sorry, is this somewhere you went with Rocky?
Yeah. Rocky used to love a flunch.
What is flunch, though? Because is that free lunch? That's food lunch?
French lunch.
French lunch.
French lunch. It's unclear.
Such an awful word. It sounds like flunge or like...
Gunge, yeah.
It doesn't sound nice. It doesn't sound like somewhere hygienic for eating food.
No, much like the setting we're in now. So do you think that Rocky's inspired by the flunch has gone by? I don't know if that's the right use of flunch. But is this a verb or a noun? Do you flunch or is it a flunch?
I think you can go and flunch. You guys want to come flunch with me?
Go flunch yourself.
Don't flunch with my heart.
Take me to flunch.
Oh my.
So maybe on this table there could be, steak haché, of course, some tartiflette, some salad perigodine, some rillette, raclette, fondue, of course.
Oh, there'll definitely be fondue on there.
Ile flottante, of course, you know, for something sweet.
What's an ile flottante?
An ile flottante is Rocky's favourite pudding ever. It's basically custard with a floating bit of meringue
egg
on top.
Egg white in it.
Ile flottante sounds lovely.
Oh, well, that's some real insight. That's got to have formed a big part of his, what he thinks of as a French menu.
It was hugely influential for all of us. Yeah.
Okay, so she's just going to eat shitloads of flunch.
You guys must have been like the Brady flunch. Bad. It didn't deserve a laugh.
Awful.
It's bad.
I mean, that
I've been sitting on it for ages. I bloody love a raclette.
Okay. Mistress Sweet Juice shook her lack mouth.
And lack?
Lack.
What do you mean lack?
Lack of mouth. She has no mouth.
I think is lack like slack?
Slack. Well, no, lack isn't slack. So if you mean slack, you have to write slack.
Mistress Sweet Juice shook her lack mouth and gobbled like a chicken. Oh, fuck me. Take me. Screw me, but please don't tease me. I beg you, Mistress Sweet Juice.
It's mainly going to be feed me, isn't it? It's going to be none of the above.
Burp me.
She's essentially the plant in Little Shop of Horrors. Feed me, pleaded Belinda, a bit desperately, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that came across.
I want you undraped of these rags, the mistress shouted.
That's offensive. She's in her best clothes.
Belinda removed her whole dress in one, parading her shaggy pussy.
Wait a minute, I knew she'd let it grow out, but I didn't know it was a 70s shag.
Ah, mais oui, oui,
the mistress grunted. Because of her conversational level French, Belinda...
It's the best level.
Oh, I should not have taken a sip of drink at that point.
Because of her conversational level French, Belinda knew she had made the correct grooming decision and basked in her deep knowledge of European culture preferences.
Get in these heels, said the mistress, as she threw a jazzy pair of 8-inch platforms at her.
What do you guys think of when you hear jazzy?
Sparkly?
I think pom-poms and stuff.
Oh, and like frills and like tassels.
Yeah, I think really over the top.
Very ostentatious.
Quite camp.
Yeah, yes, kind of something that like ABBA would wear.
Yes.
Belinda strapped them in, ensuring the Velcro was secure.
Velcro? On an 8-inch heel?
Is that not good?
Well, when have you ever seen Velcro on a heel?
I don't wear them often.
She's going to break a leg.
What now? She asked.
Insolence!
In silence or insolence?
Insolence, right. Sorry. Screamed the mistress as she whipped Belinda again. God, each crack was turning her on more and more, she swore.
If I was Belinda at this point, I'd be like, when are we going to eat?
Of course you would.
When does the feeding start?
Lick me till I sparkle.
What? Belinda questioned internally. How does that work? A chubby finger wriggled like a worm, indicating her to come closer.
Oh, yeah, because she's covered entirely in latex.
Mm. Belinda teetered in the heels towards the dominatrix. The closer she got, the better she could see.
Oh, no, what? It's not latex, is it? It's going to be like butter icing or something.
About 3.5 paces away, it became clear that Mistress Sweet Juice's suit wasn't latex at all.
Oh, God.
2.5 paces away...
Oh, God. It's mayonnaise.
showed it was paint.
What kind of paint?
Like white chocolate paint.
Chocolate body paint.
1.5 paces away.
Why is she walking in half paces?
No. Smoothed whipped cream.
Oh. Warm curdled body cream. No thanks.
Half a pace away. Cream cheese. Oh, God.
Right up close. Not very creme fraiche, if you know what I mean.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Belinda sank to her knees and began eating the thin layer of room temperature cream.
Oh my God.
Off her bubbly body.
Oh my God.
What do you mean bubbly? Oh, you just mean curvaceous. You don't mean it's got bubbly. Like welts and boils and stuff. Oh, right. Okay, fine.
I thought it was fizzing in the heat.
Oh my God. What? The idea of anything other than refrigerated cream really is unpleasant.
The other thing is, how did she do it so quickly? Didn't they just run upstairs and then she, like, what, ran in a room and...
Oh, she'll have a whole team, James. Come on.
She'll have a whole team.
She is Mistress Sweet Juice, all right? Belinda sank to her knees and began eating the thin layer of room temperature cream off her bubbly body.
She'll be like a truffle pig, won't she?
Slowly, she began to see Mistress Sweet Juice in all her majesty.
Yeah, when you're up close to someone licking them, that's really a chance to see them properly, isn't it?
It was a body the likes of which she was unfamiliar, but ever so attracted to. Even dairy-free, her huge nipples were barely visible on her whiter-than-white breasts.
That's weird. What, to have no visible nipple? So just like, she's a bit like a Barbie doll, I guess, where it's like no definition between anything.
To have nipples the same colours as the skin.
Well, Eddie Redmayne's mouth is the same colour as his face.
Imagine what his nipples look like.
Well, I'm not extrapolating, but I'm just saying, people have bits of their body that are the same colour as other bits of their body.
Pigmentation works in mysterious ways.
Okay. I just can't imagine skin-coloured nipples. Her breasts are whiter than white.
All right, well, that's not weird, can I just say?
Not everyone goes topless.
Speaking for a friend of mine who has very, very white skin.
Belinda slurped Mistress Sweet Juice's every curve and bodily opening with felicity.
Sorry, every curve or every curd?
Every curve and bodily opening with felicity.
Who's Felicity? When did she join in?
She's in the other corner of the circular room.
Come on, Felicity.
You do the left, I'll do the right. We'll be done in no time.
It took hours.
Hours?
Yeah. Well,
to lick somebody
was.
Top to bottom, left to right? Yeah, it'd take you ages.
An hour max, surely.
All right, rapid tongue.
James knows from experience.
Hang on. Just on my hand.
Done. God. You didn't go in between the fingers, I just
thought. That was such a shoddy job.
What was that, like 4 seconds? 2 hours, bloody hell.
It took hours, but with a methodical mastery of a truffle hog...
What did I say to you?
Oh, my God.
Please, okay. Is there any point in me being here?
Now you are channeling Rocky. It used to be him, now it's you.
I didn't use the word hog, but yes, very good, very good.
Little piglet for you. But with the methodical mastery of a truffle hog, Belinda scrubbed the form until it was well polished.
Oh, scrubbing with her tongue.
It gets to a point where you're just licking sweat and things, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm thinking of cream and knee creases.
Yeah.
You know, like there's just weird places it's going to gather.
Success! She panted as Mistress Sweet Juice beamed at her, clapping her flaps in applause.
What, sorry? No, don't answer that. It's fine.
Oh, God. Freshly licked flaps.
How can she do that like a seal? How is she able to do that?
She's clapping her what? Vaginal flaps?
Didn't say vaginal. Maybe it was just flaps of other things.
Anything's weird to clap it as applause.
Her body applauded. A job well done.
Surely clapping anything other than your hands.
I'm trying to think what bit of me could applaud.
Yeah, like...
I'd struggle.
No,
tickle my clit and drink me dry.
Oh, my
God. Oh, the clit talk.
Yes, Mistress Sweet Juice. Belinda squealed as she prepared to go below decks.
Stupid.
What about the other food?
Like, we don't know if there is any yet.
Was the other food mentioned?
We created the other food.
Oh.
We assumed there was a buffet. Look how excited.
Oh, God, it's like Hook when they imagine food on the table and there's nothing there.
Rufio.
Om, nom, nom. It's good.
Various assortment of coloured creams.
That, or even as a kid, that made me feel pukey.
It was horrible, wasn't
horrible.
It?
Horrible. Yeah. Blue food.
It'd be this like dream sequence. You're like, I wouldn't go near that with a barge pole.
Mistress Sweet Juice spread her legs like Flora Proactive over a soft brioche bun.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you do a little bit of explanation just for maybe people that aren't 190?
Well, it's low in cholesterol, isn't it?
But that's what I mean. Old people always eat this stuff. My dad has this.
What, brioche?
Not specifically brioche. That's not low in cholesterol.
I was going to say. Oh, Flora Proactive.
Does Rocky eat that?
Well, both my parents are quite cholesterol conscious.
But I feel like every person of our parents' age is. My dad will have quite a thick layer of that spread that you're talking about instead of butter and then jam on top. And I'm like, we need to discuss. It doesn't actively gobble up cholesterol that it's next to.
You know how when we were younger, we'd go out, get drunk and get a kebab on the way home.
Mm.
My stepdad will go on a night out, get drunk, come home and eat a whole malt loaf.
Oh, wow.
It's really impressive. Well, it's a sight to see. Even now.
Wow.
What, a saurine?
A whole saurine. He'll sit in the living room and eat a whole saurine.
Wait, we have so many questions. Does he cut it up?
Yeah, does he put some Flora Proactive on it?
No, literally out the pocket, like it's a Mars bar.
Oh my God.
Nigel.
It's so chewy.
It's so dry.
Dense. It's like the densest thing you can eat.
I feel like it's the kind of thing that your body actually can't digest. It just goes through as a whole.
Yeah,
block.
You like need the butter to lubricate it just to get it down your throat.
Not the best thing to be eating at 1 a.m.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's delicious, but the idea of eating a whole block, like it genuinely glues your jaw together. It's so sticky.
But he'll do it on the regular. Like he will regularly just eat a whole malt loaf.
So is there like a little stash of malt loaf in the house?
Yeah.
Like,
there's a whole shelf dedicated to malt loaf.
What the fuck?
Why does he think that's a healthier option than gorging on something else?
I think because the word fruit, is there fruit in it? I think
loaf
thinks
makes
healthy.
It sound like it's not cake, whereas it kind of is a cake, isn't
Alice,
it?
I'm going to James's family home this weekend. I absolutely am going to search for this malt
Gorge
loaf
on it.
Cupboard.
It's really actually quite impressive.
So Mistress Sweet Juice spread her legs like Flora Proactive over a soft brioche bun. The ease in which she did so impressed Belinda, and so she set to work. Belinda delicately started to lick Mistress Sweet Juice's vagina, trying to avoid the cream-flecked pubes.
Well, she hasn't done a very good job then, has she? I thought she was cleaned spick and span.
Oh.
You missed a bit.
My God, her namesake was not wrong. Her oozing leakage tasted like a French summer in the Algarve.
Is the Algarve in France?
Portugal, no?
Oh, is it?
What did he say?
Read the sentence again.
Her oozing leakage tasted like a French summer in the Algarve.
I don't want to be a pedant. Maybe he just means when French people go to Portugal.
Right.
Sure. I love those French summers in the Algarve, baby.
An otherworldly concoction of burgundy and pongy cheese.
Pongy cheese?
Fucking hell.
It's rough.
This is rough, actually. This is quite a rough chapter.
So she's got a fondue-y, what's it called?
Don't you dare.
God.
What's it called? A guff? A gaff?
Juff.
Fondue juff?
She's got a fondue juff.
What happened to your voice?
I'm sorry.
What was that demon?
I feel really ill. God.
This is a lot.
So sorry, it tastes like Portugal, France, pongy cheese and what else?
Burgundy.
The wine, burgundy, or the place.
Or the colour.
I don't know.
And what else? It's sweet, though. So it's like sweet cheese.
It's like sweet and sour chicken.
Can we just... Honestly, I don't... I'm sweating.
You've gone really weird.
I'm really not happy right
You've gone
now.
Really strange. You know when you've left cheese in the fridge?
No, ow.
But let me just...
Ow.
You know when you've left cheese in the fridge and you throw it away but the fridge still smells of the cheese? Is it that vibe?
You've got to stop. You must be stopped.
Wait, I didn't write it.
But you're making it worse. You're embellishing it.
I'm not.
You are. disgusting is, you don't even seem bothered.
Sweet Juice opened her vaginal lids and Belinda was fully in. As perceptive as a red squirrel, she found the clitoris. It didn't take long and the French clitoris was soon sopping wet.
Je suis beaucoup de l'eau.
Very wet.
As you can see, my French is conversational.
Fantastic.
Conversational level French, well done. It didn't take long and the French clitoris was soon sopping wet and its owner was groaning in anticipation of the orgasm that was surely just around the bend.
Just around the river bend.
I'm going around the bend. I don't know about her orgasm. As it was told, her screams could have woken the gargoyles of Notre Dame.
Great French references. Brilliant. Love it.
And Belinda surveyed the juddering mess of a woman on the antique liner with silver trim.
God. Oh, I'm sorry. That was really unusual emphasis on those bits. I don't even know if that's Rocky's fault or yours.
It's probably me. Sorry. As it was told, her screams could have woken the gargoyles of Notre Dame, and Belinda surveyed the juddering mess of a woman on the antique lino with silver trim.
Oh. I think it was a bit of you both, actually. On second inspection.
God, I'm good, Belinda proudly proclaimed.
Out loud. That wasn't even her mind that time.
No, out loud.
Oh, gosh.
Smug.
Arrogant.
The next morning...
Okay. Wrap it up. You've orgasmed. I've got to go on to the next chapter now. Goodbye.
The next morning, Belinda boarded the Europa Line bullet train joyously.
Europa Line.
What is that?
It's obviously him, like, getting around saying Eurostar.
Oh, really? Is that what that is?
Europa Line.
Europa Line.
Oh, come on. Usually he's sticking it in because he thinks he's going to get a free ticket.
He's so inconsistent with that, isn't he?
The Europa Line bullet star.
Bullet train.
Bullet train.
That would be a step too far.
Despite her churning stomach, she had been waiting...
Oh, what, she's got E. coli from the
breeze? She's got food poisoning.
Fucking hell.
Despite her churning stomach, she had been somewhat dreading her first trip to the Steels Pots and Pans factory since she started her post all those months ago.
What? She's never been to where they make the pots and pans?
Well, she's been to the distribution factory, is that right?
Yes, correct, in Yorkshire.
Right, but she's never... We know this because she's mentioned this factory trip.
Well, no, because I think Spooner had found it in her diary, do you remember?
Oh, of course. Mm. But it's in the north, is it?
Scotland.
The north of the island. World.
Yes.
Hang on, so this feels like maybe we're going to go back on track now and, like... Because you know who might be sniffing around the factory? The special one.
True.
She boarded the plane at City Airport... And after a brief connection in Hull...
Oh, big up Hull.
Turbocharged geographically upwards to Scotland.
As we say.
We don't say north, we say upwards.
Belinda enjoyed the shortbread cubes on board, and by the time she had reached the McDonald's Scotland Airport, she was feeling...
The what? The McDonald's...
The McDonald's Scotland Airport.
What is that, please?
The McDonald's Scotland Airport.
I'll have to ask you to elaborate rather than just repeating yourself.
Sorry, Googling.
It's all I have, I'm sorry.
I call bullshit.
I don't think it would... Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a thing. Does he mean McDonald's?
The in Scotland. He's just picked a Scottish name, hasn't he?
Oh, I think he has, yeah. So, Belinda enjoyed the shortbread cubes on board, and by the time she had landed at the McDonald's Scotland Airport, she was feeling much better physically.
Oh, good, yes. Mm. No, that's great.
She was ready for some Celtic fun and nonsense with her favourite Glee Team pals, Giselle and Bella.
The Glee Team are reunited in Scotland.
Have you know what this means?
What?
All three main suspects of the special one are going to be in this Scottish factory at the same time.
What? Oh, shit. Are we going to find out?
I don't know.
But where's Maeve?
Well, actually, yeah, you're right. That's that theory scuppered. James Spooner watched Belinda Blumenthal from behind the cover of a Scottish Highlands and Islands morning newspaper.
I fucking want a subscription to Highlands and Islands.
Why do people always have to be doing things specific to that country all the fucking time?
Yeah, you can't just be having a biscuit. You have to be having shortbread.
Shortbread biscuit.
Yeah, you can't just be reading Time magazine. It has to be the Scotland's Highlands and Islands morning newspaper.
Because I don't know about you, I do buy the local paper of where I am when I'm travelling.
So wait, he's spying on her.
Yeah.
And he knows her every move.
Oh my God.
Well, we knew he was going to go to the factory.
Yeah, we did, to be fair.
He's totally got eye holes cut in the newspaper, hasn't he? That he's just like peeping through.
So James Spooner watched Belinda Blumenthal from behind the cover of a Scottish Highlands and Islands morning newspaper as she waited for a taxi outside the airport. It was surprisingly raining, and Belinda...
Not surprisingly.
Scotland, never sunny.
That's true. It was surprisingly raining, and Belinda hadn't brought her trench coat. James felt like going over to her and offering her his. But he knew he couldn't do that.
Oh, great spy. Fucking hell. Oh, my God. Oh, no, wait. Spying on her. She doesn't know here.
Oh, she was like, she used a tissue. Oh, shit. Stop it, James.
That's the training kicking in.
The investigation had quickly escalated.
Had it?
Within Whitehall's corridors of power.
Oh, fuck off.
And the situation was now purple red alert.
Purple red alert, shit!
Some kind of a pinky, deep pink.
A nondescript kind of...
A puce alert.
Dangerous colour, yeah.
But also, maybe don't put red alert in the name of the alert that's less than red alert. It's a purple red alert. Sorry, did you say a red alert? It's like, purple red alert. Sorry, you keep saying red alert. It's a really bad line. It's a purple red alert. Sorry, I keep missing it.
The situation was now a purple red alert.
Stop saying it. This is a purple red alert.
These whole books are a purple red alert.
God, this is going to rock the whole of the UK.
I think it's going to go all the way to the top.
I think it may have already.
Who are we talking about, the Prime Minister?
Is Theresa May the special one?
Certainly not.
She's certainly not the Prime Minister when this goes out. Eventually, the international sales director disappeared into the interior of a white taxi, slightly bedraggled.
A white taxi?
You can get white taxis in Scotland.
Oh, sure. No, I'm really not trying to deny anyone living in Scotland that's got a white taxi, but I'm just saying that's not what I expected her to get into.
As James watched the cab pull away, he raised his hand, and an unmarked car skidded to a halt at the curb.
Ooh.
Fucking hell, this is really cool.
Follow that taxi, Mimi.
Mimi?
Mimi.
Who's Mimi?
The person driving the car, I presume.
The very same.
Is that Maeve?
No, Mimi.
Follow that taxi, Mimi.
He shouted to the driver, who was sporting a beautiful Bob-style haircut.
Not that it's important.
It's also spelled Bob with a capital B, as if it's a person.
She's wearing Bob's hair.
I think Bob created the Bob. Or maybe he did.
God, this is getting exciting. There's going to be a car chase.
He hopped in and they speeded off.
It's bad, but yeah.
Keeping a safe distance, Mimi followed Belinda to where she was headed. The two spies watched prudently as she paid off her taxi bill.
They've got her. What a scoop. She barely tipped.
She was outside a large church.
What?
I thought she was heading straight to the factory.
Well, that's what her diary said.
Maybe it's the Church of Pots and Pans.
It's what they pray to.
She cautiously looked around herself for wandering eyes.
Oh my God.
Before ringing the big old bell.
Not the big old bell.
After a moment's pause, Belinda was greeted by a mystery figure.
What do you mean a mystery figure? Surely you can see who the figure is.
And quickly smuggled inside the stone.
The stone? Where she will stay for eternity. Cast.
Oh my God, Belinda. It feels like Belinda's keeping something from us.
Yeah, oh, it's a weird feeling, right?
Yeah, to be suddenly out of...
her head.
The way he's written it the whole time. We've been in Belinda's head and now we're suddenly out of it.
James Spooner blinked. He had her in his sights and was under no circumstances going to let her out of his sight.
The aforementioned sight. I've got you in it and I'm going to keep you in it. But he has just...
He's just lost her.
He's just lost her, yeah.
Yeah, she's gone.
She's no longer in the sight. And that is the end.
Oh my God!
Wow-y.
This is genuinely tense.
What is she up to?
I know. That's has she mean? Now kind of gone a few rungs to become the main suspect of the special one?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make her the prime suspect now that she's behaving really oddly.
No, every time somebody does something that we don't expect, we say they're the prime suspect. Every time Maeve hasn't ordered enough staples, we're like, she's the main suspect.
That's true.
Every time Maeve goes on Skype, we're like, main suspect.
I'm genuinely riveted by this now.
Yeah, it is getting really quite exciting. So come back next week for chapter 11. I know.
I can't believe we're getting towards the end. I didn't even know we were getting towards the end.
The climax is building. So yeah, see you next week. In the meantime, do get in touch with us.
Yes, absolutely. Are you a feeder? Are you the fed?
Yeah, which one are you in your relationship? Let us know on Twitter at Dad Road to Porno.
The biggest shocker of the whole thing for me, though, is that the feeder didn't really feed her very much. It was just a bit of single cream.
She'll be ravenous.
Just licked a bit.
She was probably counting on that for a full meal.
Yeah, she was like, I was hoping for a gatto.
This is false advertising. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do it on Instagram.
You can.
At My Dad Wrote Her.
You can email us at mydadwriteporno@gmail.com.
You can like us on Facebook, and we have a mailing list you can sign up to keep up to date on all things porno. Just go to mydadwriteporno.com.
People always say, give us a 5-star review. It helps us on iTunes. Does it help us on iTunes? Do we want those? I've just copied that from other podcasts.
I guess it can't hurt, right?
And should we say subscribe as well? Some people say that sometimes, right? Subscribe.
Okay, yeah. Oh, subscribe to this.
Subscribe to this.
Oh, yeah, that does help.
Yeah. Subscribe. We really don't know how podcasts work.
We have no idea.
It's like radio in the sky or something. What is it?
A big thank you to Acast for hosting this podcast, and we'll see you next week. Now, guys, for lunch, anyone?
Oh, I have that.
We've got that. We have the. We're going to have a thing. So yeah.
What?
I would.
Sorry.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.